Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Quick Fractionation. Within hypnosis, there's a change of state, being awake and being in trance, even though a lot of the time the boundary between those two states isn't exactly clear. There's still this feeling of being in trance and out of trance. And what's especially interesting is that after you've been in trance, you are more likely to go back into that state. Just after you wake up, it's easier to drop back down. This is something we can use. Doing it over and over again is called fractionation and can result in really nice experiences, because the contrast between the up and the down becomes more and more clear over time, and the more distinct the feelings between the wake and the drop, the more effective it becomes. As you notice that your mind is affected, you naturally fall deeper with the drop. It can even get to a point where the wake barely affects you anymore, because it's just too nice to relax. Focus is simple. All it takes is doing something that you like. For example, most people enjoy relaxing, and hypnosis and trance can feel very relaxing, helping your mind to let go of the rest. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a word. It's a word that you may already know, and it is a signal. It allows your mind the opportunity to go into trance. Now you may notice something happening or you may not. It doesn't matter, because that word will be said a few more times, and every time it'll become more intense. And the more focused you are, the more pronounced the effect. Drop. It's like a moment of letting your thoughts go. You can drop into trance. You can drop your thoughts. You can drop even into sleep. And of course, on the opposite side of the spectrum, there's wake, allowing your mind to become more alert and aware again. And during this file, I'm going to use both of those words to fractionate you, to pull you up with a wake and down with a drop, helping you to relax even deeper every time that you go into trance. And the wake will feel nice, almost refreshing, because as you return from a state of trance, your mind is still a little empty. And then when you drop back down, it gets easier again. Just imagine how nice it would be to literally just drop your mind, letting all those thoughts fade away and drift into the distance, sinking deeper in a nice feeling that floats. And the refreshing wake creates a small interruption, Perhaps by now you are of the opinion that it would be nicer to stay down as you drop back into trance. So when you drop a little deeper, it is nicer to let go. And the wake only counts as a little contrast to make the drop even nicer. Because every time that you drop back down, it happens easier and deeper. Another wake interrupts the relaxation, but at the same time, the practice allows you to participate more. So go ahead, take a nice deep breath in, and then drop back down. Each moment, melting a little more, drifting and dropping into trance. And while you drop a little deeper, there's no need to think in any direction. You can simply let go and drop. Nice and blank. If you want. And then the wake is a little bright and yet also more cozy. The more you go up and down, the fuzzier your mind becomes, and the drop is even nicer the next time. Allow yourself to drop moment by moment, almost like a slide into blackness, a wave of nothingness that envelops your mind and washes away anything that doesn't matter anymore. A drop drifting deeper, letting go. And then a little wake. A ray of warm sunshine, comforting, then the deep drop afterwards, almost like a breath, going in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. So another wake, softer, gentler. And then a deeper drop following the wake. And a drop following that. There's no up, there's no down. There's just a trance that helps your mind to blank. Drop. That's right. It doesn't matter how deep you go. It is an invitation for you to let go. You can decide how much you want to go into trance. You can decide how blank you want to become. When the drop happens, the feeling of letting go is up to you to embrace and enjoy as much as you like. Wake for a moment so that you can enjoy the contrast. Would you like to go back down? Would you like to feel that sensation? Letting go once more. Drop. That's right. Allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. And let that fade away into the distance. A moment of blankness. A drop of trance. And there are ways to bring you into an even deeper state. Imagine how nice it would feel to react automatically to the drop so you can let go. Imagine how nice it would be to simply go with the flow and drop every time I say that word. A drop, making it as easy as breathing. A drop, taking you down. A soft little wake, helping you to feel the contrast, and then a drop even further. Let it all fade away. Let your body adjust to the most comfortable position. Let your mind relax if you like. It's allowed to simply relax, let go, drift into blankness, a drop into trance. In a moment, I'm going to count down, and they are just numbers. They don't really matter by themselves. They do allow you to react by going even deeper into trance, as if every number is a step. A way to sink ever deeper. And by the time I reach all the way down, maybe you'll also let go even more. 10. It's okay to relax. 9. Listening without really thinking. 8. Going with the flow. 7. Sinking. 6. It's okay. 5. You can relax. 4. Drifting deeper into trance. 3. Letting yourself become blank. 2. Become hypnotized. 1. Drop. And that moment allows you to let go even more. A drop that invites you. Let your thoughts be whatever they are. A drop. And that's it. And even if I were to say that word that brings you back up. If you like, you can stay nice and deep, or fall even further when it's followed up. Wake. Drop. Enjoy.